Nurses for years have been morally blackmailed and also morally blackmailed themselves into not taking industrial action. And when you have a group that you know cannot fight back, then they're an easy target. And nurses work under very difficult conditions. At best, they're very busy and stressed at work, but the conditions they work on and their terms conditions are different to what everybody else has. So, for instance, very few people don't get a paid lunch break these days, but nurses work through their lunch. So if they work an eight-hour shift, they're there for 9 hours. They come in 15 to 20 minutes before their shift and quite often stay after their shift to hand over details of patients. They work long days, 12-hour days, they work shorter days, they work nights, weeks of nights. They do things like called split shifts where they come in for 4 hours, go home for 3 or 4 hours and then come back for another 4 hours. There's very few people who would tolerate that. They don't get paid overtime. If they do extra work, they're owed hours, which they get back when the system allows, which you can understand is fairly rare. So I wouldn't put up with those conditions. And I think the only way they'll actually achieve anything is by forcing the government and by, you know, putting the system under pressure. So there is a knock-on effect. There are cancellations. But if it gives us a happy nursing force and the ability to recruit and retain nurses, then it will be worthwhile in the long run.